Tonight, President Bush delivers his State of the Union address. Now, we're going to hear from someone who has some experience writing one, sort of, Rick Cleveland.
A couple of years ago, I got asked to write the State of the Union address for the President of the United States. I was so excited to be asked to write something this important that I almost couldn't contain myself. I didn't know who to call first, my wife or my mother. But then I got confused. See, I wasn't being asked to write the State of the Union address for the 42nd President, William Jefferson Clinton. Nor was I being asked to write the State of the Union address for the 43rd President, George Walker Bush. I was being asked to write the State of the Union address for President Martin Sheen. A few months later, I found myself in Washington, D.C., riding in Senator John McCain's bus, the Straight Talk Express. Across the aisle from me, President Martin Sheen waved out the window in a manner that I can only describe as presidential. The people on the streets watching us drive by waved back at him. They were real people, and they were waving at the fictional president. A couple of days later, I got a tour of the Oval Office, the real Oval Office, and I actually got to sit in the president's chair and check out everything on his desk. I got to eat lunch in the White House mess hall, and afterwards, we were given a tour of the Situation Room. This is where the big decisions get made every time there's a situation somewhere in the world that requires the president's attention. Frankly, it was rather boring and anticlimactic. Until they asked us if we wanted to see the command center of the Situation Room. They ushered us into a small room filled with computers and telephones and TV monitors and secure fax lines and machines they couldn't tell us what they were for reasons of national security. They told us not to look at any of the computer monitors because the information on them was strictly classified. And then, just before we left, just when we thought the tour was over, the head guy, the guy in charge, asked us if we wanted to buy any souvenirs. We all looked at him like he was joking, but then he opened a panel in the wall, and behind that wall panel were a number of souvenir items on display. I bought a duffel bag and a baseball cap, and I remember thinking at that moment, no one is ever going to believe me when I tell them that there's a souvenir shop inside the command center of the Situation Room. I wrote the President's State of the Union address in much the same way I imagine most presidential speechwriters write real-life State of the Union addresses. By cribbing from actual State of the Union addresses that I found online. I borrowed a line or two from President Clinton, a couple of lines from President Carter, a couple more from LBJ. And then I threw in a few lines I made up myself, lines that I might like to say if I was ever elected president. I won't bore you with them because I'm going to save them, just in case.
Rick Cleveland won an Emmy for his writing on The West Wing.